Hi, this is Shannon Rydell. I'm a studio principal with the College and University Studio in Charlotte, and I have been asked to talk to you about the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith Lion's Den Housing and Dining Complex, located in Fort Smith, Arkansas. The project was completed in 2010, with design occurring mostly in 2008. It is about 148,000 square feet, plus 7,500 square feet of dining. The primary buildings, however, are two residence halls intended for freshmen and sophomores. I've been asked to answer a few questions, and I'll start with what won the job. Well, Little had developed a strong partnership as far back as 2005 with a local architect in the Arkansas market, and had previously completed a student housing project at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. The firm Allison Architects is located in Little Rock, Arkansas, and based on that relationship with them and our success together, we proved to be a well-established and integrated team of experts that had a lot of previous experience together. And so our experience together and our knowledge of the project type really is what won the day with the client. What were the client goals for the project is the next question. This was the first housing project ever completed by this university. So it's important to understand that they had previously acquired some off-campus apartments, which were not intended for students necessarily, but they were adequate for upperclassmen. There was really no real opportunity to build community for the freshmen and sophomores and promote an on-campus life that promotes a successful outcome and successful persistence as a student at the university. The primary goal was to promote housing as an integrated component of student life. The challenges for the project included the fact that the university really needed an updated campus master plan, and that was a big part of the scope for our team, was to complete this updated master plan that would reflect a shift from a historically commuter-based campus to one that is embracing and encouraging a more holistic campus life setting. So the campus housing component of the master plan was a key part of the program for the master plan and building that transformation from one place to another in terms of the lifespan of the campus. So the process called for a long-term vision for the university that included housing as a catalyst for achieving the projected growth in enrollment and new academic programs that were being created and promoted within the university. The design solution for the project was really focused around selecting this site from the master plan that initiated this on-campus housing strategy. It was an important site that was located directly adjacent to the main quad of the campus. And so it really forced a level of interaction with that formal quad setting and the larger community of Fort Smith, which used that quad for community-based events on a regular basis. The plan for the buildings included approximately 450 beds of student housing intended for freshman and sophomore residents in two buildings that framed an open space which bordered the main campus quad. Also included was a 7,500 square foot dining facility that was primarily intended for the residents of the complex, but also used after hours as a campus-wide program space for the university. So it served as a social incubator for activities after hours that included other campus programs that were used by the residents there. The building also served as a bridge of sorts between the formal main campus quad and the more informal social quad setting that was dedicated to the housing complex. So the residents had their own outdoor space to use that wasn't using the main quad, but it was in close proximity to it. So it was promoting more outdoor spaces and variety of scales of spaces. Within the buildings, communities of 32 to 36 residents were created in such a way for each wing to house these communities. And the grouping of the buildings created an offering to the residents that supported a more of a social network setting and allowed them to create these social networks within those smaller communities and build those bonds that we all know are very successful for are very important to have success as a freshman and a sophomore in the college life. So these communities were supported by social and study lounges on each floor, as well as a dedicated lounge, larger lounge on the ground level with a full kitchen to encourage larger group activities. So they'll have dining clubs, and they'll have all kinds of club activities and games in the larger lounge setting. And each building has its own identity associated with those larger lounge spaces. The architecture of the project really conformed to the existing campus architecture, so we tried to be very contextual in our response, but it did adapt to a more modern flavor and appeal that was really geared towards the new residents and the younger generation of university students, signaling sort of a more progressive aesthetic, if you will. So that was an important aspect of the architectural response. The biggest lessons learned, I think it's easy to understand that an endeavor like this for a university is very difficult because it involves a real paradigm shift in the outlook for the future of the institution. When you're going from one type of service to a community to more of an integrated community institution, it's a difficult thing. So doing something for the first time is a challenge, but the university embraced the challenge wholly and held a very open mind about this entire design process and really looked to our team as leaders of that process. And a large amount of the effort was based upon the trust that we were going to get them to the place they needed to be. Our team had to maintain a high level of focus and build a master plan that met an ambitious strategic plan while meeting a logistics plan tied to a fairly limited project budget of about $21 million. What makes the project a success? I think in one word, the success is built upon trust. The trust established with our partners in winning the work together in Allison Architects was a big part of that. That translated to a successful partnership with our client, and they could understand that we were a well integrated team from the very beginning. We had an extremely positive attitude and outlook as the owner-architect relationship was established. And this was maintained throughout the bidding process and construction process as we brought construction managers on board and bid the project out and formed a strong partnership with a contractor as well. In fact, all of us have presented this project as a case study together at various conferences, and we have received high praise from the owner, and they have used or have provided us a reference in winning other projects since its completion in 2010. Hope that provides a good overview for you. And any other questions, please direct them to me. Thank you.